Hey there, my amazing listeners. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, finding freedom in self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some idealized version of yourself? Like there's always something missing, something you need to fix or change? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that bombards us with images and messages telling us we should be thinner, taller, richer, smarter, you name it. It can be exhausting trying to keep up, right? So today, we're diving deep into the power of self-acceptance. Because here's the deal. True freedom comes from embracing who you are right now, flaws and all. Think about it like this. Imagine wearing a pair of shoes that don't fit. They pinch, they rub, they make every step a struggle. That's what constantly striving for an idealized version of yourself feels like. It's uncomfortable, frustrating, and ultimately keeps you from enjoying the journey. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock that freedom. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Let's be real, we all have that inner voice whispering doubts and negativity. But here's the game changer. You get to choose whether you listen. Start paying attention to those thoughts. When you catch yourself judging or criticizing, gently challenge them. Is there evidence to support these claims? Are they truly serving you? Remember, your worth isn't defined by your flaws. It's inherent. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Instead of focusing on what's missing, shift your attention to what you already have, your health, your loved ones, the roof over your head, even those annoying but lovable quirks that make you unique. It's like flipping a switch from negativity to positivity. 3. Embrace imperfection. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Nobody is perfect. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disaster and constant disappointment. Accept your mistakes as learning opportunities and celebrate your imperfections. They're what make you, well, you. You know that feeling when someone tries too hard to be perfect, and it just feels off? Yeah, we don't want to be that person. 4. Celebrate your strengths. We all have talents, passions, and strengths. Make a list of yours, even the seemingly small ones, and actively nurture them. When you focus on what you're good at, it boosts your confidence and reminds you of your inherent value. 5. Treat yourself with kindness. You wouldn't talk to a friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself, right? So why do we allow ourselves to be so harsh and critical? Start treating yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Talk to yourself kindly, forgive your mistakes, and remember that you're worthy of love and happiness just as you are. Okay, here's a relatable example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the time to research and prepare, but suddenly those pesky self-doubt whispers start creeping in. What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough? Now, instead of letting those thoughts derail you, remember, you've prepared well, that's what matters. Even if things don't go perfectly, it's okay. It's a learning opportunity, and your value isn't tied to the outcome. Channel those nerves into energy and focus on sharing your knowledge with confidence. Remember, self-acceptance is about embracing the whole package, the good, the bad, and the messy. So, what are you waiting for? Start embracing your authentic self today. Remember, true freedom comes from within. Let's recap. Finding freedom in self-acceptance means recognizing your inner critic, practicing gratitude, embracing imperfection, celebrating your strengths, and treating yourself with kindness. Think about it. Wouldn't life be so much lighter if we stopped striving for some unattainable ideal and just embraced who we truly are? Now, go out there and live your best life, flaws and all. And remember to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder to let go of the pressure and embrace their amazing selves. We'll catch you tomorrow on Daily Detachment. Stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.